Thanks for listening to the weirdest stories from around the world on Weird AF News with your host, Comedian Jonesy.
A plane is forced to turn around and head back to the airport after a mother forgets her newborn. CVS is going to change their on-hold music after a Harvard psychologist complains. And an Italian mayor is sick and tired of people ordering spaghetti bolognese in his city. These are the weird stories from around the world on Weird AF News. That's what you get. I'm your host, Jonesy. A comedian in Los Angeles. This is the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Let's do the stories. Baby not on board. A plane is forced to turn back after a mother forgets her newborn baby at the airport. She sounds like a lovely woman. This child is in really good hands. The article starts with, "It's not unusual for a traveler to forget a small bag at an airport. In such cases, flights are generally not cleared to return to airports to collect a forgotten article, unless, of course, there's a major emergency." Well, such an emergency happened at Jeddah's King Abdulaziz International Airport recently after a Saudi mother forgot her newborn baby at the airport and boarded the Saudi Arabian Airlines flight without a worry in the world. The mother realized she left her baby at the airport only after the aircraft had taken off from the airport. Her sudden realization forced the pilot to turn the plane around to the international airport. According to reports, the flight was turned back after a woman passenger informed the cabin crew she had forgotten her baby at the terminal. Now, a video of the pilot requesting air traffic control to return to the airport has gone viral on social media, and there's a link to it here in the article. I played it, and it's not in English, so it's not going to do us any good. Assuming that we're all speaking English that listen to my podcast. So, I mean, I'll put a little bit in there just in case. I don't want to discriminate against those of you who are speaking this language.
From Swatch. Sir, confirm you are returning back to the gate. Confirm reason, please.
Wow, I was wrong. So the first half of the YouTube video is in a different language, but then the second half, they actually do some English in there. I'm glad I played that, because then I got to hear that. the baby left the baby at the airport. Wow, imagine. Your head must spin if you're on the other line of that call. The ATC operators were taken by surprise after the pilot informed them about the incident. Executives spent several minutes figuring out the protocol to be observed during such incidents. Yeah, they had a meeting about it. They're like, do we just take this baby and give it to a better parent? Because obviously this woman isn't suitable for mothership. Mothership? Is that a... No pun intended. Yeah, maybe we get this baby into the hands of somebody who gives a shit. Is what they probably thought about. Should we call social services? Like, for real? Unbelievable. The bizarre incident ended on a happy note after the mother reunited with her baby at the airport. How do you... I mean... It says it's a newborn. Usually you keep the newborns pretty close. I mean, I don't know... I've never had a newborn. I've never owned a newborn, so I don't... But, like, from my limited observations... being my many years on the planet, I've noticed that they keep the newborns pretty close. You know, some places they strap them to you. They strap you the newborn right to you. If it's not strapped to you, it's in a little carriage, or it's in a little basket, and it's with you at all times. Now an infant, you know, let's move up in the ranks here and give them a few years. 4 or 5 year olds, you know, they tend to run around a little bit, you know. You can keep them on a leash, but I always find that to be, I just find that to be a dehumanizing protocol to keep your child on a leash, like it's a dog. But hey, in certain instances, maybe put them on a leash. Like if you're traveling, you're in an airport. Yeah, all right. Because you got to remember a lot of things when you're traveling. You got a lot of shit. I get it. It's difficult. You got to plan ahead. But if you don't have your kid on an infant on a leash, it could run around. And I mean, I understand. Oh my! The child didn't make it. It's still a little. That's still a little dicey. But I can imagine possibly a situation where like a 5-year-old doesn't get on the flight with you. But to a newborn, I mean, you got to be on the crack to not You gotta be addicted to Florida. Like, you gotta have a bunch of Florida in your system to, like, not bring your newborn with you on the plane. That's my thing. Then I thought maybe she's got a nanny who's handling the newborn, and then both of them didn't get on the flight. But then, you know, you dig deeper in the art. That's not happening. Because that's another way your newborn doesn't make it. Maybe the nanny's, like, gets separated from you and or has to go to the bathroom and it has the kid. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to bring this into, like, a place of, like, reasonable detective work. I just can't piece it together how you got to be this much of a moron. Can someone take this baby, please? Can one of my listeners just go get this baby and save its life? You can see where it's going, right? Does that mean? CVS will be changing its on-hold music after a Harvard psychiatrist begged them to do so. Weird. Why would anyone want it to be changed? So there are more than 400 CVS pharmacies in Massachusetts. Yeah, which is my home state. CVS everywhere. But they're here in Los Angeles, too. There's one right down the street from me. There's 10,000 nationwide. If you call one and need to wait on hold, you hear some staticky, scratchy piano music. Well, that once sweet melody has been the hold music at CVS pharmacies for nearly two decades, but it is about to change. And no one could be happier about that news than a certain Harvard psychiatrist. Now, in my article that I'm reading, when you press the button to listen to the CVS on hold music, it doesn't work, but I found a clip on YouTube of a man playing it on his piano. So apparently this is the on hold music, but imagine it's very staticky. Kind of bringing tears to my eyes. It reminds me of all the times I've been really sad and hungover and had to go to a CVS to get a Plan B and a water. I don't see what's so bad about that. I think the person who's complaining is a total maniac, but let's find out why, because it gets into it. Dr. Stephen Schultzman is a child and adolescent psychiatrist at Massachusetts General Hospital. And that means he often has to spend time on hold dealing with prescriptions for his patients. A lot of time on hold with CVS, apparently. He says that over the course of his career, he's called CVS for his patients an average of three times a day and listened to this piano music for about a half a minute each time. He says, and when I did the numbers, that worked out to 25 days of my life. And that's too much for any one song to be listened to. So Dr. Schultzman wrote a funny post to CVS, begging CVS to please, please change its hold music. And then the post went viral. Schultzman was invited onto Good Morning America. The front page of the Wall Street Journal printed his complaint that though the music is meant to be soothing, after the 3 billionth time, it's particularly unsoothing. So he was on Good Morning America, the front page of the Wall Street Journal. What are they? They must have had a lot of no news that day. The story included some people who said they liked the music, but Schultzman was encouraged. The feedback I got was universally positive, he said. People were like, this is funny, but you have a good point. It's time for this music to change. It's been decades. And now CVS says it will change. Spokesperson of CVS sent an email. CVS Pharmacy is in the process of updating the interactive voice response phone system in our stores, including the on-hold music. We expect this work will be completed later in 2019. But here's the point. If they change it to another song, he's just going to have another song in his head because he calls it three times a day. Hello? Am I the only one pointing this out? The doctor says he's delighted to hear this news. I think this is a very small thing, but a really, really good thing, and I'm not trying to be ironic here at all. This is a multi-billion dollar corporation, but they listened to what their customers had to say, and they made a change. That's the way it's supposed to work. And I'm glad for whatever small role I played in it. Okay. All right, well, what about the issue of CVS selling all this catnip cocktail? I mean, how about we get that? That's a little bit more important of a change, just to get that poison off the shelves, right? I don't even know if they sell catnip cocktail. But CVS does sell some poison, I'd imagine. It'd probably... Never mind. Let's not even go down that road, Jonesy. Get off your soapbox, Jonesy. We've had enough of that. Get back to the funny. Well, if Schultzman had his way, apparently classic rock would be on the CVS on hold line. He says he loves classic rock, but also loves Broadway show tunes. He says maybe the music should constantly change. Wouldn't it be cool if every time you were put on hold by CVS, you hear something new and different? That would be fun. That would be kind of a little spice to your day. Wow, you have the most boring life I've ever heard, Schultzman. You need to get off the CVS on hold tip and just like get yourself a life overall. Really. I feel bad for whoever's in a relationship with this dude. What do you want to do tonight, honey? I don't know. Let's listen to Gregorian chants on the couch. That sounds like a delightful time. Unbelievable. All right, well, you know, here's you should... I've never been bothered by CVS's on-hold music. I'm trying to think if there's been on-hold times in my life where I'm like, damn, this on-hold music. I mean, the DMV I've been on hold with so many times out here in California. They're the worst. But, like, you just do what most people do, right? You put your phone down. You don't stick it up to your ear the whole time, right? You put it on speaker. You lower the volume. Like, are you not a reasonable human being, Schultzman? You put it on speaker and then you turn it down and you go about your day. You go, you cook, you go, you answer emails. You don't pay attention to it. Who's like listening to the on-hold music like intently? I just don't get that. But hey, if it's my choice, I'm an old school R&B guy. Specifically, I like 90s R&B. So that's what I'm into. Little Jodeci, some Babyface, After 7. What do you got? You want me to keep going with this? Maybe some Jagged Edge, although we could argue that's late 90s, early 2000s. But those are my jams right there. What do you guys want to hear on hold? What is your on hold request? Call Weird AF News, 646-450-2012. The mayor of a historic Italian city is sick and tired of people ordering spaghetti bolognese. How dare you order spaghetti bolognese? I don't see what's wrong with that. I like spaghetti bolognese. I've never been to Italy, though. Maybe they hate that stuff. I need to go to Italy, though. I have ancestors there, apparently. Ancestors there? I have relatives there. I guess technically and ancestors, because they're buried in the ground. My aunt tells me we're related to a cardinal from the 1400s. Ain't that something to shake a stick at? Go, Jonesy! Shut up. We don't care about your personal life. And nowhere... I'm sorry. Okay. The historic northern city of Bologna. Well, that's where the mayor is on a furious crusade to stop people thinking that this is where spaghetti bolognese came from, because they're completely wrong. Here's a quote from the mayor. Spaghetti bolognese doesn't actually exist, yet it's famous the world over. That was my impression of Bologna mayor Virginio Merola. What we'd prefer the world to know is that Bologna invented tagliatelle, tortellini, and lasagna. Oh man, they invented lasagna in this city? Get out of here. Oh, that I'd be very proud of that. What is tagliatelle? I don't know what that is, but I think I pronounced it pretty damn well. And with this sexy-ass Italian accent, I'm killing it. Tortellini. Love tortellini. Love lasagna. The capital of lasagna? This is where lasagna was invented? Bologna. Gotta go. Gotta go to Bologna. Let's start a Kickstarter. Let's start a Kickstarter for Jonesy to go to Bologna. See his friggin' ancestors and have some tortellini and lasagna and the other one that I don't know. The authentic Italian dish that most closely resembles a spag bowl. Spag bowl, that's short for spaghetti bolognese in case you're keeping score at home. It's the dish that most closely resembles this is tagliatelle al ragù. Flat ribbons of handmade egg pasta served in a very, very slow-cooked sauce of beef, vegetables, tomatoes, and wine. Orgasm! Tagliatelle al ragù comes from the Emilia-Romagna region, of which Bologna is the capital. But spaghetti does not. Okay, so what he's saying is, it's not spaghetti with the meat sauce. We do flat ribbons of handmade egg pasta with the sauce. Get out of here with your spaghetti, in other words. Mr. Merola is now trying to expose this fake news of the abominable spaghetti bolognese through a social media campaign. Here's a quote, but it's in Italian, so I'm not even going to try it. Well, maybe, why not, because it's fun. Here's Jonesy saying some Italian. I have no idea what I'm saying. Cari cattadini, sto colazionando fotte di spaghetti alla bolognese al giro per il mondo a proposito di fake news. Questa arriva da Londra, so potete inviatemi il vostro grazie. That was amazing. Anybody speak Italian? What the hell did I just say? Okay, well, since he's since received dozens of replies from people tweeting bizarre versions of spag bol they've seen around the world, including what appeared to be squeezable sachets or packets of instant spaghetti bolognese sauce in Denmark. Oh, man, that must have drove the mayor out of his mind or her mind. You can't have instant packets of spaghetti bolognese. What's wrong with you? That is a sacrilegious. Oh, my God, you need to go to confession. What's next? The instant lasagna in the microwave? Yeah, yeah, that's happening. I feel like the mayor is should have better things to do. Is life so good in Italy that they just, like, arguments about food is all they got going on? That's outstanding. That's a place I want to live, where there's just, life is so good that you just talk about, yeah, what problems do we have? What? What is it, the unemployment rate? No, it's not the unemployment. Unemployment is a zero. I'll tell you what, though. These tourists are coming here, and they want a spaghetti bolognese, and I'm not doing this side no more. You got weird news inside your phone. Just listen to Weird AF News. What's up, weirdos? I had to sing a tiny bit, because I know it pisses people off. Hey, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the stories today. I want to give a special shout-out to Chris Hegland from Wyoming, who joined my Patreon today. Unbelievable. Nice fella. Chris and I have been talking on Facebook. He sent me some articles. Cool dude. Chris writes, small price to pay joining the Patreon. Small price to pay for a nice chap just bringing the people the news they want, the news they need, the news they crave. Sing that shit in your next show. The news they want, the news they need, the news they crave. He says, I love the singing, don't stop doing that. Well, that singing's for you, Chris. And I appreciate you for joining the Patreon. I appreciate you being a loyal listener. I appreciate you kicking in some extra ducats this month and for a few months following. I'm sounding stupid. For me to have some coffee. He says, keep bringing the heat with the Weird AF News. I will. If you guys want to join the Patreon like Chris Hegland, my new best buddy, you can do so by going to patreon.com/weirdafnews. It's pretty simple. I put a link in the podcast description, but I know all of you don't listen on your phone. Some of you listen in the smart speakers and stuff. So you have to actually manually go to patreon.com/weirdafnews. But go check it out. It's just another way to support the show. If you want to call the show, I wish you would. 646-450-2012. You can email me anytime. FunnyJones@gmail.com. Send me articles if you like them. I'm always accepting Florida Friday articles, and I appreciate those of you who do that on a weekly. It's really nice of you. Makes my job easier. Also, on Instagram, it's @FunnyJones. On Twitter, @FunnyJones. And on Facebook, it's Comedian Jonesy. So follow me on there. You can reach out. Did you just hear my stomach growl? Oh, that's sad. Oh, what a sad, sad moment. Thanks for listening. Keep it up. I appreciate you all. I forgot what else I'm supposed to say. Due diligence is so annoying.